Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can I hear a real loud, "He has risen today"?
He has risen today.
Amen. I want to thank everyone for being here on this beautiful Sunday morning. And yes, even the rain is very much appreciated with all of the fires. Just a few announcements. We will stay over after the service for about 10 minutes. We have a young lady that's joining the church today. And we have a very large breakfast, so we want everyone to please stay. We have gravy and biscuits and scrambled eggs, all the goodies that you can imagine. So we'd love for everyone to stay afterwards and join us in fellowship. So let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Risen Christ, as the first light breaks across this new day, we gather in the quiet wonder of your resurrection. Let this morning's glow remind us that no night is too long, no stone is too heavy, no grief is too deep for your rising love. Wake us to hope, lift us with joy, and let the light that found the empty tomb find us here together. In this place, amen. And if y'all will please stand, we will do the first two verses. Please open your hymnal, the red book, and turn to page 370. Please stand if you're able. The first two verses.
Save a wretch like me, I heard.
congregational response found here on the bulletin. The congregation will respond in bold. It is early. It is still dark.
The sky is dark, but our hearts are full of anticipation.
Why is that? And what will you celebrate?
We will celebrate that Christ is truly dead and buried.
And what does that mean?
It means that we who believe in Him have everlasting life. Hallelujah and Amen.
The light of Christ rises in glory, overcoming the darkness of sin and death. Christ is our light. And we say,
may we carry Christ's light into the world. Thanks be to God. And now we will turn to page 657. I will not make you stand on this one. I know it's early. We will sing it one time through. From Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10.
Jesus is risen. Now after the Sabbath, near dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And the great earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards shook, paralyzed with fear at the sight of him, and became like dead men, pale and immobile. But the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He's not here, but he has risen, just as he said he would. Come, see the place where he was lying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and the hope is going ahead of you into Galilee as he promised. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the good news to the disciples. And as they went, suddenly Jesus met them, saying, rejoice! And they all went to him and took hold of his feet in homage and worshipped him as a Messiah. And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me, just as I promised.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those who will be joining us on video later on, today's message is called Before the Sun Came Up. So before the sun came up, the world was still holding its breath. Kind of like out here, you know, that kind of morning, that kind where the hills are wrapped in mist and rain clouds, and the light hasn't quite decided to show up yet. This is the kind where everything is quiet, not because nothing is happening, but because something is about to happen. There's a stillness. We've seen it outside when we get up way before the sun ever rises. We know that there's this anticipation of the day that's before us. A sense that the day is right on the edge of breaking through. That's the kind of morning it was when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary started down that road. They weren't going there to expect a miracle. They were going because grief has a way of pulling you back to the place where love last stood. They were going because things were left undone. You see, in their world, death didn't wait for convenience, and burial wasn't always finished in one day. So they came early, carrying their spices and their sorrow and the weight of everything that they had just witnessed. And what they had seen was way too much. They had watched Jesus die. They had stood there while the sky had darkened and earth trembled. They had heard the cries and they had seen the suffering. And they felt that deep, hollow silence when it was all over. They had watched as his body was taken down and placed in the tomb. They had seen the stone rolled into place. They knew exactly where he was at. And now, before the sun came up, here they are, headed back to that place. Because when you love someone, you just don't walk away. Even when the story feels unfinished. Maybe you know something about that kind of love. Maybe you've stood at a graveside when the air felt so heavy that you just think you could not breathe. Maybe you've walked back into a house that felt too quiet. Maybe you've held on to memories because that was all you had left to hold on to. That's where these women were living. They were living in a space where love remains, but hope feels buried. So they walk, step by step, in the dim early light, not knowing that the ground beneath them was about to shift in a way that never could be imagined. Scripture tells us that suddenly the earth begins to shake, and not just a little tremble like we feel here in North Carolina, the 2.0s. It shook. And they would sit there and it made them stop in their tracks. It was like, what is happening? What's going on? The kind that makes your heart pound in your chest. Earthquake has rolled through the garden, and the angel of the Lord has come down. His presence is like lightning, and his clothes is bright as snow. And just like that, the stone was no longer where they had left it. It was rolled away. It was moved. It was opened. The guards, strong, trained men, were so overcome that they shook and they fell to the ground. Everything that had seemed secure, everything that had seemed final, everything that had seemed sealed shut was no longer the same. And standing in the middle of it all was an angel. And he spoke, "Do not be afraid." Now, I don't know about you all, but if the ground starts shaking and all of a sudden I see an angel standing in front of me looking like lightning and the words, "Do not be afraid," it might be a little hard for me to manage at that time. But those words weren't just about calming nerves. They was about changing reality. Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. And guess what? He is not here. He has been resurrected. Before the sun came up, before the world even knew what had happened, God had already done it. The stone wasn't rolled away so Jesus could get out. On the contrary, the stone was rolled away so everyone could peek in. That's the difference. "He is not here," the angel said. The place they expected to find death was already empty. The place they expected to find an ending has been turned into a new beginning. And then the angel said something more. "Come and see. And then go quickly and tell." Come and see, go and tell. And that's always been the rhythm of resurrection. First, you're invited to witness what God has done, and then you're sent out to carry the good news to everyone else. So these women, they step forward, and can you imagine the moment they're peering into the tomb, expecting to find one thing, and they actually find something else? Expecting silence and finding absence, expecting death and finding that death itself has already been undone. And Scripture tells us that they left the tomb with fear and great joy. And that makes sense, doesn't it? To have these mixed emotions, you're not really sure what you're experiencing. Because sometimes the most holy moments in life hold both at the same time. Awe and wonder, trembling and laughter, tears and hope all tangled together. How many of us have ever been at a wedding and we're sitting and we're just crying and we're sobbing? And this is, why are you so sad? I'm not sad, I'm happy. There is that mixed emotion. So what happens? Well, the women, they run. They take off down the road. They don't walk, they don't stroll, they run. Out of that garden, down the path, hearts racing, trying to carry news that almost felt too big to even hold. And then before they even make it far, guess who was standing out in the middle of that path? Jesus. Jesus is there to meet them. Right there on that road. Not in a tomb, not in the place of death, but on the path in the middle of their running, in the middle of their telling, in the middle of them trying to make sense of it all. Here's Jesus. And do you know what he says? Now, I have to think about the country version of what would happen right here. He says, greetings. For me, that could be translated like, hey guys, what's up? What are you doing? I mean, that sounds so familiar. It's like a neighbor calling out across the fence line, hey, good morning. Because resurrection does not erase relationships. It restores it. And they fell at his feet, and they took hold of him, and they worshiped him. The one that they had mourned was now standing right in front of them. The one they thought was gone was now speaking to them. And again, he said it, do not be afraid. And then he gave them a task. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Go and tell, carry the news, and share what you have seen. That's how resurrection moves, from person to person, from heart to heart, from one story to another. Now here's the thing that gets me. God didn't wait until everything was night all neat and tidy. He rarely does. God didn't wait until everyone understood what was going on. God didn't wait until the disciples had their courage to get back up and go back into society. They're still hid out. They're hid out in the house, scared for their lives. But before the sun came up, God had already begun. Which means this isn't just their story, it's our story too. Because we still live in a world where some mornings feel pretty dark. We still walk through seasons where things feel uncertain, where hope feels buried, where we wonder if anything new could possibly come out of what we have lost. But Easter reminds us that God doesn't wait for perfect conditions. God brings resurrection right into the middle of real life, right into grief, into doubt, right into ordinary people walking ordinary roads. And if God can roll away that big stone, and if God can bring life out of the tomb, think what God might be doing in our own lives right now. Even if we can't see it yet, maybe the stone we've been staring at isn't as final as it feels. Maybe the place that looks empty is actually full of possibility. Maybe the story we thought was over is just getting ready to turn a corner. Out here, we know something about the mornings like this. We've seen how the darkest part of the night comes just before the light starts to break. We've watched fog lift slowly off the mountains, revealing something that was there all along. We've stood in the fields and watched as the first light stretches across the land, quiet and unstoppable. And that same God who raised Jesus is still at work, still bringing life, still restoring hope, still meeting people on the road where they least expect it. So when we leave this place today, we're not going to leave empty-handed. We leave like those women did, carrying something, carrying a story, carrying a promise, carrying the quiet, steady truth that God is not finished yet. And maybe, just maybe, as we go back to our homes and our daily routines and our fields and our front porches and our daily lives, just maybe we will begin to notice it. A little more light than there was before. A little more hope than we expect. A little more life rising up where we thought there was none. Because before the sun came up, God had already done something new. And that means the dawn that we see now. It's just the beginning, because Christ is risen. Amen. We will stand and do all three verses in our red hymnal. Because He Lives, please turn to page 364. Please stand.
Across the river, oh.
normally dismiss you, but we are going to take the next 10 minutes and receive a new member within the church. So I will ask Miss Bonnie if she will come up first. Miss Bonnie is being commissioned as a sponsor for the church. She is being charged to be responsible for our new member that will be joining the church today. And I believe she probably has her work cut out for her, but I'm not so sure. We'll see what happens with all of that. But she will be responsible for Brianna for the next year with her Christian faith and help her to walk through that journey. So I say to the congregation first, brothers and sisters in Christ today, we will welcome Brianna Victoria Campbell into the fellowship of this congregation. As part of this joyful moment, we will also commission Miss Bonnie Lagasse, who has been called to walk alongside Brianna in faith as her spiritual sponsor. Bonnie, you have been asked to serve as a sponsor for Brianna Campbell. As she joins the church, your role is one of hospitality, friendship, and spiritual encouragement. You are to pray for her, guide her, and help her find her place in the life and ministry of this congregation. So, Bonnie, I ask you, do you commit to supporting Brianna with your prayers, your presence, your encouragement, and your example so that she may grow in faith, hope, and love as a member of Christ's church?
That's how I will.
And I ask the congregation, people of God, will you receive the sponsor's ministry with thanksgiving and sponsor both Bonnie and Brianna with your prayers, friendship, and welcome? Please respond with, we will with God's help.
We will with God's help.
Bonnie, may the Holy Spirit strengthen you for this sacred task. May your words bring encouragement, your presence bring peace, and your life bears witness to the love of Christ. Let us pray. Eternal God, bless this partnership in faith. Bind sponsor and member together in steadfast love, and guide them both in the way that leads to life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I will ask Miss Brianna to please come up. And you will find this in your red hymnals if you would like to follow along. I will call out numbers, page 33 in the red hymnal. So we're going to do this first. Okay, so we just have to wait on this part. Okay. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and give new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Church, today I present to you Brianna Victoria Campbell to reaffirm her faith with the church. We will turn to number 4 in this. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world. Bonnie, this is for you. Will you, who sponsors Brianna, support and encourage her in her Christian life? For the congregation, we're on number 8. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Brianna now before you in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a unity of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
I will ask if there are any other members of the congregation that would like to come and stand with Brianna. This would be the time that you can do so now. Okay. Carol's coming up with you. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He is seated at the right hand of God, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life of the everlasting.
We will go to number 10. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing else existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all people.
Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who will receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, that they may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, our Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Brianna, remember your baptism and be thankful. Brianna, may the Holy Spirit work within you that have been born through water and the Spirit, that you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Remember your baptism. As members of this congregation, I will ask once more, will you fully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Respond, I will.
I will.
Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Today we welcome Brianna Victoria Campbell into our church family. We thank God for the light that already shines in her heart, and we celebrate that together that our lights will shine brighter because of her.
This candle reminds us that Christ's light is always among us, guiding, warming, and showing us the way. Yes, Brianna, as you light your candle from the Christ candle, remember that his light now shines through you. You are part of his holy body, part of his mission, and part of his loving family of faith.
Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the gift of new life and new beginnings. Please bless Brianna Victoria Campbell as she joins this church. May her light shine with joy, and may our lights together brighten this community with your love and peace. Through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Brianna, welcome home. You are now part of the light of Christ at Webster UMC. And I'm going to go ahead and bless you. Please join us afterwards. Like I said, we've got a big breakfast spread. Children of God, you are sent forth in the power of Christ's resurrection. Hallelujah. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you. Go in peace, for indeed, he is risen. Amen. Amen.